Okay, today we're holding on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which is Perek Shvi Halacha Hey Ha'Onis VaMefateh VaHashoteh Lo Poslin VeLo Ma'achilin VeImeinan Ruyin LaVo BeYisrael. And of course, Arei Lo Poslin. Now, Beizit Sad Aya Yisrael Sheba'a Bat Kohen Tochal BeTrumah Ibra Lo Tochal. The moment that Nitchatecha Ubar BeMeyah, however, Tochal. It's insufficient to be machil b'truma because he never married her. But if he gets her pregnant, you'd think it would be the same case as the inverse, but it's not. Even if she's pregnant, lo tochal. If yalda, at that point she's tochal, which is strange because nimta kochot shel ben is gadol mishelav. Because the father would have had to marry her. The fact that he slept with her didn't do anything for her. And the child, could give the mother the truma, even though the father wasn't able to. Hada Amra, says the Gemara, that proves to you that ain onasim poslin bekuna bitnuya. Since it says over here that someone who sleeps with a bat kohen illicitly, either through rape, or, but she's not married, so there's no iser over here in terms of erva, and therefore she doesn't become a zonah. Which would be the loch Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar says af ponia bala pnuya shelo l'shem yishur darezu bi'ilat znut. This is interesting because Tosfos says that this is not true. He apparently did not see this Yerushalmi. Right? Tosfos says in the Bavli that the mashmaut would be to him afilo al dibur Rav Elazar, because over here we don't consider it to be bi'ilat znut in the, if it were. Let me just take a look. Tosfos says, "A feel the Rabbi Elazar and the Samech Tes and the last Tosfos of an Aleph. The Yomar Ponui Habal Apnuya Shelo L'Shem Ishut As Azona Nira Delo Mifsel Abitruma. The Ein Zeh LeIsh Zar. What over here would make him an Ish Zar, which is the only thing that passes? Where do we learn it from? That Kitiyel Ish Zar. It's not a din." In Psul of Truma, the din would be someone who is Nivellus Izar, since over here we certainly can't call the guy an Izar, so therefore he wouldn't possibly.
So
no, in other words, yeah, the Gabi, the Psul of Truma would have to be somebody she can't marry. This doesn't even bring the Yerushalmi here at all. The Yerushalmi says, Beferish, that's not true, but this is true. Even according to Rav Elazar. How to Messiah, Ludatani Rabbi Chiya. Now, the next part that talks about a Shota proves actually what Rabbi Chiya says all along. Here it says a Shota that marries a Bas Kohen does not pass that Bas Kohen, even the Rabbonin, from eating Truma. So you see that Rabbi Chiya is right, because Rabbi Chiya says, Ishta, Shocheresh, Vishal Shota. There's no kinyan at all. The moment that she becomes tahora, after obviously needing Harav Shemesh, from sleeping with this guy, she can eat truma. So what do you mean? But she's got a relationship with this man. She's going to be sleeping with him again tonight. Doesn't matter. She's not married to him. Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah says, Anusa inat zichalam tink for shachodeshim. Even though before we said that all women that are in these cases where we have to know if they're pregnant, so if they became now divorced or widowed, they need to wait 3 months in order for us to know who she's pregnant from. However, a case like this, where a woman was raped, it's clear that she does not have to wait Shlosha Chodashim, because... Well, I mean, whatever the reason is, but she does not have to wait. We're not chashish for getting pregnant from one time, or because if it was a rape, she's certainly going to try her best not to get pregnant, or even if she was seduced, she doesn't want to get pregnant, so she's going to do her best to avoid pregnancy. And the Gemara doesn't even bother talking now, but obviously the Bavli spoke it out at length, because otherwise what's the Mishnah say? If she got pregnant, so then... And she has a baby, she can definitely eat truma. Why can she definitely eat truma? And why aren't we in the other case, which says if dafke, if we know she's mu'ubaras? I mean, so apparently we know who it was that she was misabur, or we're not chayish for ibur. So if we're chayish for ibur, we shouldn't let her eat truma. But we said she can go eat truma, and he said she can be tovela. Om Rav Yonah, Kamei Rav Yosin, this is a raya from the Mishnah. Amale Rav Yosin says, no, let the Kabbalah late, but it's not such a good raya. Because it could well be that Kabbalah b'achilat truma could be when it comes to achilat truma, we're not chayshish. For a suffix mubaris, we allow her to eat truma. When it comes to yuchsin, well, like the Gemara said in the Bavli, we're more makbet on yuchsin. So it could well be that even in the case of anusa, when it comes to shailas of yuchsin, we would have said you have to wait 3 months. But ilubat koenshin, he said to Israel, malar ba'alal medinat hanya, v'shama alav shemet, shema eina akalab trumim yad. And then look, the truth is, why don't we say that a bat kohen that is married, you're being mechalik between a case of a rape or a one-time seduction. Let me ask you something. Forget, how about a woman that's married? And she could be pregnant. She's having an awful lot of relations with her husband. She's not going to, it's not a question of one time. She could be pregnant. She now, her husband goes overseas. We find out that he died. So what, she doesn't eat truma? She eats truma. There's never any limit. So you see that we're not chayish for ibur, even though the guy the other bin, we may be chayish for ibur.
She goes back to her father's house.
Huh? She goes back to her father's house. Whereas, you know, when it comes to any other issues, we have to know whether she's pregnant from the first guy, the second guy comes to ibur issues like that. She's going to have to wait through. So obviously it's different when it comes to chayish truma. It's different than other places. It's not because of the rape issue. He's trying to say, we're not chayish for it. That's not the point. The point is truma. Okay, the Mishnah continued. Okay? Now, when we say, Eluhain, the ones that are not ru'ui, lavo bekahal, so there we have that brisa, ben teshushani v'yom echad, who is, Ager, Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Vadumi, all of these, are also lo bakal either the yoelam or for the first two generations, or a mamzer or a cholal or a nesin or a kuti, all of these cases where or a goy where they were bo abat yisrael or abat kohen or abat levi, in all of these cases pass her from the kuna, and if she's bat kohen she's also can't go back to truma space of yah either. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Kosher zaro pasul biato pasul. Kosher in zaro pasul in biato pasul. Retrieving on liolamer. Kosher mutaba bito mutarba manato. Kosher inatam kosher mutaba bito mutarba manato. Kosher inatam mutaba bito inat mutarba manato. Now, what's not communion between Rabbi Yosef and Retrieving on liol? Rabbi Yochanan says geramani umori v'yikabeneya. Well, the anamoni umoravi where it says his daughter is mutar, but he's awesome. So that will be the difference. Will he passel? So Amun or Moab, it's only the Zechorim, so the Trimming of Leo, but you can marry the daughter, because an Amunit and Moab you can marry. Therefore it's not included. But Mad Yonakosh Zaro Pasul Biato Paselet. So over here at Yezeh, the Ger Amoni Moab, the old Zaro Pasul Biato Paselet. It doesn't say all of his Zara's Pasul. It says he's passels his Zara, he passes his Zara. But it's man yonah kosher admutar bebito admutar ba'amanato. Shinger according to Shimon Gamliel. So there, zeh oh admutar bebito admutar ba'amanato. Because after all, we were taught amoni v'lo moavit. Divrei chachamim. What's the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbanan. Rabbi Bo. Trey and Amrinumba both said the difference is Geradumi Sheni, but Geramitsu Sheni is enough to mean. Because according to the Tanakhama, the question over here is any case where there would be his puzzle, that's sufficient. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, only if his Zera is puzzle, then the Isha is Psula. But in this case, his Zera wouldn't be puzzle, because if he's the second generationer, so then Dor Shlishi Yavoina, so the third generation would be Pukosh. According to the Tanakhama, Atasru Bamanato. So even though the Zera is Mutalavo Bakal, but Lamaisa, she went out and slept with someone who's Asr to her, despite the fact that the next generation will be Mutar. According to Rabbi Yossi, she doesn't become pasul under those circumstances. Rabbi Zakkai from Alexandria, Mishlashol, he sent the following she'ela to the Chachomi. What would be the din of a bat ger amoni and a bat dor sheni shel mitzri? Now, at this point, we thought that what he's asking is that a bat amoni and a bat mitzri sheni, both of which are k'sheres for different reasons, would the amoni or mitzri bia that led to these children, would they pass? Omar lei. So I'm going to be asked, Shemila, the Omar of Yirmi, of Shem Rabbanu, of Rebotrin, I'm a Ger, Adumi Sheni, of Yirmi Tsusheni, Ava Bishabanu Mutarma, Tosuva Manata, of Hoshu Zara Postal, Via Totsuwa. I understand what did he? He never heard this. It's a famous Bryce and the explanation of the Nafkamini, which is on Tanakama, of Yosi. Everybody knows this. That's the point. According to Tanakama, it's Pasalakuna. Lo came through. Must be we misunderstood the question. Rabbi Yosef Alexander, Rabbi Zakkai and Alexandra wouldn't have asked this question. The question must be like this. Bishahaita imam Yisrael, according to Tanakhama, where they all, if an Adomi or Mitzri Shenis, Baal Bas Yisrael, so it's a Bias Avera, so we pass over the mother from the Kuhuna. So now the question is, Shalotomar Kashem Shent Chalala imam, Kachnit Chalala Bita, shall we say that since in this case the mother became nifselet, would the child therefore be considered to be psula min hakahuna? That's our question. I wasn't asking the other way around, whether it's mutter, even the mother. The mother, the Tanakhama said, is also masking. But you never told me, and if the mother is asura, so what indeed is the din of the body?
The daughter is mutter for the
kalam. No, but in the case where she was nifselet plus, would she be psula min hakahuna? That's the shaz. Mutter bekal. Did you marry going? That you never told me. So I'm asking, shalotomar kashem shenit chalala imar kachnit chalala bita. Shall we say that? You didn't say. Va'od min hada diyomer Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha. Pligir Rabbi Yaakov Shumim Lotish bat ger amoni bat dor hashini of a mitzri that married Yisraeliot. So Rabbi Yochanan says k'sheiro. Rish Lakish Amar Psula. It's according to Rish Lakish. Since the mother was a chalalat for the kuhuna, which we just showed according to Tanakama, so the bat is psula to the kuhuna. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, Kshera afila the kuhuna. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Rabban argues, Amar, no, Mizikinot, but you know, arguing about the mother, the mother's Kshera the kuhuna. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Kshera Rish Lakish Amar Psula. Rabbi Zakkai's question was, whether we should be semech on what Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says, that the machlokas was that the bat is k'sher l'kuhuna, or shall we be semech on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bon, that according to everybody the bat is k'sher l'kuhuna? That's what he was asking. And that we didn't have an answer for. Okay, we're on that mem beis on the beis, perek shvi, ha'machavah. Ha'evet posel mishum bi'ah, Eved now was Baal Abaskein, he passes from the Kuhuna. However, if he is the child to the Baskein, of course meaning the grandchild, then he would not pass over here because of Zerah. And Be'ezitzav, that's what we're talking about. We have the Bas Yisrael L'Kohen, or Bat Kohen L'Yisrael. Well, now goes ahead and has a ben. Now the ben goes ahead, is nichbash al hashifcha, v'yalda memenu ben, who now is an eved. Okay? So now, depending on the case, if is the grandmother of this child was a bas yisrael l'kohen, so she's in trouble as long as this eved, is that what we're going to say, bas yisrael to a kohen, I mean, this child is not sufficient to be tocha b'truma. But if she's a bas kohen to Yisrael, she's got no problem if the son dies, because the grandson is not considered to be the hamshach of the son. Okay. Ha'evet minayin shebi'ato psula baselet. How do we know this? It's from that she can't get from anymore. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yishmol, since it says, v'bat kohen giti almanah v'gusha v'zera imla, this teaches us dafka, mishi yesh v'lav almanot v'gerushin chuzeret. And Yisrael, who is the teras kitten v'kidushin, so she can go back to Yitruma if she's this almanah v'zgarsha. But an Eved she'en lo alav amunat v'gerushin is not included b'chlal in the set of chazeret, and therefore in a chazeret, there's never a din that she can go back to Beit Aviyah. Heitiv Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rabbi Yirmiyah asks on this, hare yivamash zinta. How about yivashomeres yava? What goes on is mizan. So there's no din of kedushin, because it says, lo tiyet. You know that lo tiyet means it can't be a chalot kedushin. So therefore there's no amulut v'gerushin. Nonetheless, it says, the Farish, that she's chazeret for trumas beis aviyah. So apparently this is not the correct rush. Rabbi Yossi lo amar ken. Rabbi Yossi doesn't learn that's the kasha, but ela michlef hashitas of Rabbi Yochanan. He actually asks a steer in Rabbi Yochanan, not stam kasha from outside. Begitin hu omer kutin mishumar himsu. In Gittin, Maseches Gittin, we learned that Rabbi Yochanan himself said, "What is the psul of kutin?" About the Israel of Obekal, so Rabbi Yochanan, real Kutim, even according to Manyomi, the Kutim Megere Emet, it still can't be Baalokal. Why? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Yishmael. It's because of Tarovis of the Zerah of Goy and Eved, Abobas Yisrael of Admam Zerah, and since they were Mit Arvim, so they were Gozer on all Kutim to have this din of being B'nai. The Avodim and the Goyas. Therefore, they have a din as if they're Mamzerim, and they can't be Baal HaKal. So that's it when it comes to Gittin. And yet, when it comes to Kedushin, in Maseches Kedushin, Rabbi Yochanan said, Om Rabbi Yochanan and Shem ben Lakish, both of them, Shrehen Amrin, Rabbi Yochanan, both hold that an Eved and a Goy that's Baal Bas Yisrael, Savlad Mamzer. So why do I need here to bring a pasuk that an Eved and a Goy are considered to passel from Truma, if the Vlad is a Mamzer, so Koshkin, they're going to passel with their beer. Hocha Omar Limshum Garmei. The answer is very simple. Over here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Eved and Goy Ababaz and Zerah Vlad Mamzer, he didn't quote anybody. Here he's quoting Rabbi Yishmael. So the pasuk that he quotes over here is needed indeed. Only Alibra Rabbi Shmuel who holds that an Eved Agoy Abbas Yisrael of Vladis Kosher. But in Achinami, Rabbi Yochanan Shitase wouldn't need the psukim of Rabbi Shmuel. Shekein Ledivre Chachonim, he holds, like the sheet of the Chachonim that argue on Rabbi Shmuel, that say that Avlad Mamzer, and that's the Stam Mishnah, he possibly like Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah, which we had already a little bit later, is tells us that we take for granted that the Vlad is the Mamzer, and therefore everything now adds up perfectly. Reb Chizkiya, lo amar ken, this Girsa and Gittin that we have, Reb Yochanan Amar B'Shem Reb Yishmael, the Eved and Goy Abba Basar Vlad Mamzer, he has a problem, because he doesn't quote it, in Reb Yishmael, and therefore Michal Feshitas Reb Yochanan, now he's got a problem. Because he learns that both of them are said, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yishmael. So begitin omer kutin mishumayim psulin. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yishmael says mishum goy ve'ever ababas Yisrael van mamzer. And in kedushin he has Rabbi Yochanan saying like Reish Lakish that trein amrim of vlad mamzer. So over there he himself says that the vlad is mamzer. V'ochu omer. Why do I need a posik to tell me that an Eved and a Goy Abbas Yisrael is Pasam and a Truma if the Vlad is a Mamzer? No answer. Omer Rav Matanya. Ani Salikat Eschora. I went to do some business at the fair, and I heard Shamit Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishmael. I heard Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yeshua, darshan the pasuk batu ein kitiyah manal gushav zera inla et she yeshua lav amanut v'gerushin chuzer et she inla lav amanut v'gerushin ena chuzer and that came to be mamayit a goy and an eved that's bo bas Yisrael like we said over here v'amart I said yes it makes sense that we should need this drasha, aliva in mamzer Rabbi Shimon. If you hold that an Eved and a Goyah above myself, that is kosher, which would be Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon holds, therefore, that it requires the Bia of an Erva, that's a Chiyav of Koras. So then an Eved and a Goy, where there's no Chiyav of Koras, there's no Tvis Kedushin Bechalal, so then it wouldn't create Mamzeres, therefore we need a Pasuk to tell me that it's Pasuk and a Truma. That's how I understood the statement over here. That's the years period. So in other words, I understood that it's going out with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Halacha Zayin, Mamzer, as opposed to an Eved, Posel Umachio. So there, interestingly enough, Bas Kohen, who now is marries, let's say, Yisrael, who dies, leaving her a Mamzer, it's possible. A Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, and again, is leaving her a mom's as a grandchild. There's no B.S. Surah. We'll feed her. Be'ezet Sad. Let's say a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen to Yisrael, who has a daughter, a fine kosher daughter, who now goes and marries an Eved or a Goy, has now a Ben, and here's the Stam Mishnah that clearly says there is a mom's there. So now, if there's a mom's there, for the same case, if his grandma was a Bat Yisrael la Kohen, so then a mamzer is good enough, even though he dies. It's the husband dies, but she's got a grandson, a mamzer from him. And therefore, tochal betruma. If she was a bat going to a Yisrael, it's too bad, even though her daughter died and her husband died, she still can't eat truma, go back to Beit Abia, because she's got this mamzer of a grandson. Says the Gemara, leitara pliga al rav. Doesn't this say the fair's not like rav? It's saying over here, the Vlad is a mamzer. And Rav says, a great Eved Jerboa Baz Yisrael Vlad Kosher. It says, beferish. Potar lo, begoy pasul, levet pasul. Rav is going to have to explain what we're talking about over here. Not stam, a great Eved, but rather, a great Eved is a pasul. In other words, let's say it's an Amoni Moavi, or a second generation Mitzri Adon. So since they're pasul of Obekal, and there's no Tvisas Kedushin over here, yeah, it's a mamzer. In Okinami, stam a goy without any dinim vis a vis the kal wouldn't create mamzerus. Right. Begitin huomer kutin mishuma hinksu. In Gittin, Mesechus Gittin, we learned that Rabbi Yochanan himself said, what is the psul of kutin? About the Israel of Obekal, so Rabbi Yochanan, real Kutim, even according to Manyoma, the Kutim Megere Emet, it still can't be Baalokal. Why? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Yishmael, it's because of Tarovis of Zerah of Goy and Eved, Ababas Yisrael of Lamamzer, and since they were Mit Arvim, so they were Gozer on all Kutim to have this din of being B'nai. The Avodim and Goyas. Therefore, they have a din as if they're Mamzerim, and they can't be Baal HaKal. So that's it when it comes to Gittin. And yet, when it comes to Kedushin, in Mesechus Kedushin, Rabbi Yochanan said, Om Rabbi Yochanan and Shem Ben Lakish, both of them, Shrehen Amrim, Rabbi Yochanan, but both hold that an Eved and a Goy that's Baal Bas Yisrael, Savlad Mamzer. So why do I need here to bring a pasuk that an Eved and a Goy are considered to pasul from Truma, if the Vlad is a Mamzer, so Koshkin, they're going to pasul with their beer. Hocha Omar Limshum Garme. The answer is very simple. Over here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Eved and Goy Ababaz Yisrael Vlad Mamzer, he didn't quote anybody. Here he's quoting Rabbi Yishmael. So the pasuk that he quotes over here is needed indeed. Only Alibra Rabbi Shmuel who holds that an Eved Agoy Abbas Yisrael of Vlad is kosher. But Echinami, Rabbi Yochanan Lashitase, wouldn't need the psukim of Rabbi Shmuel. Shekein Ledivre Chachomim, he holds, like the sheet of the Chachomim that argue on Rabbi Shmuel, that say that a Vlad Mamzer, and that's the Stam Mishnah, he passed like Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah, which we had already a little bit later, is tells us that we take for granted that the Vlad is the Mamzer, and therefore everything now adds up perfectly. Reb Chizkiya, Lo Amar Kein, This girsa in Gittin that we have, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, the Eved Goya Abba Basrav Ad Mamzer, he has a problem because he doesn't quote it in Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore Michal Feshitas in Rabbi Yochanan. Now he's got a problem because he learns that both of them are said, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gittin Omer Kutin Mishmaim Sulin Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shmuel says Mishum Goy Eved Abba Basrav Ad Mamzer. And in Kiddushin, he has Rabbi Yochanan saying, like Rish Lakish, that Trein Amrin of Vlad Mamzer. So over there, he himself says that the Vlad is Mamzer. V'ahoku Omer, eshiyesh lo alav almanut v'gerishin chazeret, v'she'in lo alav almanut v'gerishin ener chazeret. Why do I need a posik to tell me that an Evan and a Goy Abbas is Rosh Pasim and Antruma if the Vlad is Mamzer? No answer. Omer Rab Matnai. Tanya, ani saliket eschora. I went to do some business at the fair, and I heard Shamit Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishmael. I heard Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishmael ben Yeshua, darshin the pasuk bat yohen kitiyah manav gushav zera inla et sheyesha lava manut v'gerushin chazer et sheinla lava manut v'gerushin ena chazer, and that came to be mamaya to goy. And an Eved, that's Bobas Yisroel. Like we said over here. The Amarat, I said, yes, it makes sense that we should need this drasha, Aliva, Ein Mamzik Rabbi Shimon. Shomer Ein Mamzik Mishi Yisroel of Yisroel of Yisroel of Karetz. If you hold that an Eved and a Goya Bobas Yisroel Vladis Kasha, which would be Rabbi Shimon Shita, Rabbi Shimon holds, therefore, that it requires the bia of an erva that's a chiyav of koras. So then an evad and a goy where there's no chiyav of koras, there's no tvis kedushin bechalal, so then it wouldn't create mamzerus. So if we need a pasuk to tell me that it's pasam and atruma. That's how I understood the statement over here. That's the gears, period. So in other words, I understood that it's going out with the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Halacha Zayin, Mamzer, as opposed to an Eved, Posel Umachio. So there, interestingly enough, Bas Kohen, who now is marries, let's say, Yisrael, who dies, leaving her a Mamzer, it's possible. A Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, and again is leaving her a Mamzer as a grandchild, there's no B.S. will feed her. Bezat Zad, let's say a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen to Yisrael, who has a daughter, a fine kosher daughter, who now goes and marries an Eved or a Goy, has now a Ben, and here's the Stam Mishnah that clearly says there is a Mamzer. So now if there's a Mamzer, the same case, if his grandma was a Bat Israel Lakohen, so then a Mamzer is good enough, even though he dies, it's the husband dies, but she's got a grandson, a Mamzer from him, and therefore Tochal Betruma, if she was a Bat going to a Yisrael, too bad, even though her daughter died and her husband died, she still can't eat truma, go back to Beit Aviyah, because she's got this mamzer of a grandson. Says the Gemara, Leitara Pliga al Rav, doesn't this say the fair is not like Rav? It's saying over here, the Vlad is a mamzer. And Rav says, a great nevacher bobaz Yisrael Vlad Kosha. It says the fairish. Rav is going to have to explain what we're talking about over here, not stam a goy and eved, but rather a goy and eved is a posel. In other words, let's say it's a amoni moavi or a second generation mitzri adon. So since the posel of obikahal and there's no tvisis kedushin over here, yeah, it's a mamzer. Enochinami stam a goy without any dinim vis-a-vis the kahal wouldn't create mamzer. Rabbi Shimon holds, therefore, that it requires the bia of an erva that's a chiyav of koras. So then, an eved and a goy where there's no chiyav of koras, there's no tvis kedushin bechalal. So then, it wouldn't create mamzerus. Therefore, we need a pasuk to tell me that it's pasam and atruma. That's how I understood the statement over here. That's the gears period. In other words, I understood that it's going out with the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Halacha Zayin, Mamzer, as opposed to an Eved, Posel Umachio. So there, interestingly enough, Bas Kohen, who now is marries, let's say, a Yisrael who dies, leaving her a Mamzer, it's possible. A Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, and again is leaving her a Mamzer as a grandchild, so yes, will feed her. Bezat Sad, let's say a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen to Yisrael, who has a daughter, a fine kosher daughter, who now goes and marries an Eved or a Goy, has now a Ben, and here's the Stam Mishnah that clearly says there is a Mamzer. So now, if there's a Mamzer for the same case, if his grandma was a Bat Yisrael Lakohen, so then a Mamzer is good enough, even though he dies. It's the husband dies, but she's got a grandson, a Mamzer, from him, and therefore Tochal B'Truma. If she was a Bat going to a Yisrael, too bad, even though her daughter died and her husband died, she still can't eat Truma, go back to Beit Aviyah, because she's got this Mamzer of a grandson. Says the Gemara, Leitara Pliga al Rav, doesn't this say the fairish not like Rav? It's saying over here, the blood is a Mamzer. And Rav says, a great nevacher bobaz Yisrael blood crusher. It says the fairish. Rav is going to have to explain what we're talking about over here, not stam a goy and eved, but rather a goy and eved is a possible. In other words, let's say it's an Amoni Moavi or a second generation Mitzri Adon. So since they're possible of Obekal, and there's no Tvisis Kedushin over here, yeah, it's a mamzer. In Okinami, stam a goy without any dinim vis a vis the Kal wouldn't create mamzer. Okay, we're holding now on Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph, and we're at Halacha Chet in Perkshvi, the second Yivamis. Kohen Gadol, Pa'amim Shehu Posel, it's even possible for Kohen Gadol to prevent Achilas Truma. Obviously, Ketzah. Abad Kohen was Nisus LeYisrael. She has now a daughter, Yogi and Abad. Now the Abad goes and marries a Kohen and has a Ben. This Ben could be the Kohen Gadol, even though she herself came from a family of Yisrael. And he can say, Mishamash Agrabi Mizbeach. Now what happens is that if now the Bat dies, okay, so he could be Machil his aim, the Bat, but he will passel his aim Imo, because he is still Zera Yisrael. So here we have a crazy situation where even if the Bat dies from the Yisrael, and the grandson Kohen Gadol lives from the Yisrael, this Bat Kohen cannot eat truma. It's like wild. So he's Eimin B'Shamish Gav Hizbeah, Poselet Eimimo. And you can imagine what his Bobby's going to say about him. Oy, Kindalach, Lo Kibni Kohen Gadol, Shuposelani Menat Shruma, that old goodness. Tani Bar Kapara, the Ben Yomo Posel, Uma Achil. This Allah of Uber and so on. Here we're talking about even a one-day-old who passel his grandmother in this case and so on, or be machio. So this is lav dafka. I mean, we're talking about over here a Kohen Gadol can be passel. Even a Ben Yomo. Don't think that it means only a Gadol is a Kohen Gadol. It's just saying no matter how great the kosher he is, he can be passel. The way to understand the Mishnah is Lo keben bito kohen gadol kepersani minat truma. It's the same. When it says Lo kebni, it means Lo keben bito, not like my grandson. That's what it's talking about, ben bito. So bnei bonim kebonim, that's what she says. Okay. Now the Braita now explains the Mishnah as follows. But Kohen Shinisit Yisrael. The Yaldo Vimen a Bat. But Yisrael Shinisit the Kohen. The Yaldo Vimen a Bein. Vinisu Shneem Zela Ze Voli Dubein. So now over here you have a daughter who was born to a Bat Kohen who was married to a Ben Yisrael. And the Bat Yisrael who married a Kohen who has a Ben who is now a Kohen. And these two children married each other. The Ben and the Bat. Together they have a Ben. Okay, now that the Ben over here was Kohen all the way down. So Areze, Ma'ilior Kohen Gadol, Omeidu Mishamish, Agabe Mizbeah, Makhilat imo, uposel et ein imo. Here we've got two grandmothers. They're sharing the same ben beno. So we have the, whether you're talking about bat Yisrael or Kohen, or you're talking about the bat Kohen li Yisrael, one grandmother says, ah, you shouldn't have kids like that. Lo kibni Kohen gadosh upozlani minatruma. Whereas the other one is saying, what a marvelous grandson I have, who's machileni truma. So each one basically has a different reaction to her grandson. Hadron alacham, not the Kohen gadosh.